Vav halacha vav. Rofe uman sharibe b'shus beznim v'hizik. Potter b'dini adam v'dino mosel ha-shamayim. Which means an expert doctor who was healing with the permission of beznim v'hizik, and he caused damage. Potter b'dini adam. Dini Adam is exempted from paying. The Dino Masul HaShemayim. But his status, his judgment, is given over HaShemayim to heaven. Question is, who gives Rishus, and what kind of Rishus is it? So we say Rishus Bezdin. So an obvious question could be raised. Do the Bezdin go to medical school? Do they know if this person who's serving as a doctor is capable in the world of medicine or not? So the Pashup shot is, they're not giving him a shus to practice medicine. Rather, what the Gemara means is, what Tosefta means, is a concept which is found in Masechta Sanhedrin. Masechta Sanhedrin, on that hey, the Gemara says that a judge takes a case, passes it in Torah. And after he's finished, he'll say he's wrong. He'll sue the judge for malpractice. I just, as I was coming in, somebody showed me a fax of something came out from New Jersey that the psak din came down yesterday, right today, the headlines that the decision is not kosher. Right, that this guy's going to fight the courts. So one method of doing that was to sue the judge. So you got to be crazy. If you're going to sue the judge, so who's going to become a judge? Who's going to become a doesn't want to be done in Dine Torah, he can be sued. So the Dayan, the Reish Galusa, would give Rishus. What does Rishus mean? Not permission to judge it in Torah. Permission in the sense that you're suit proof. You're lawsuit proof. You can't be sued. I think in the Maran Bakomas, there is a thing called Ramat Rachel. Okay? Ramat Rachel, see which page would that be in? Part of the Tzitz Eliezer, written by the same author. Let's see if it's here. Here it is, Ramat Rachel. Page 27. Actually, it's page 25 where it begins. So, in page 25, I guess we'd call Simon Chavveis, he calls the Aruch HaShulchan. Mi yu asal es asik berfuos elam kein hu baki v'yesh lo v'shus mi bezni. Yo idna? Sorach li os musmach me amem shalom. She yesh lo v'shus litin refuos l'choloyim. In other words, originally you had to have permission from Bezin to practice medicine, and now you go to the government. Says the Ramat Rachel, the Lashon Hazeh Shel Aruch HaShulchan the Maiden She'etzim Hayis Askus Berefuos Bechlal Asura Beli Rishus Bezin Afila Mubaki V'yesh Tohar HaKach Shdi Betur V'Shulchan Aruch V'Hem Betor HaSadu V'Har Rabban Shom Lo Usna Tanai Zeh Le'etzim Hayis Askus Ela the etzemai saskus musne rak tnaya bekius. Ki the kosta betoras onam belshon, ela miyu dafka bebok ibi adua bechokma bemalacha zu, etc. And that's what the Torah is. With the shumokam, the last line, la muska gam etzrochas meshus bezma kitnai la etzemai saskus. Rak the sefer the derayim, page 26. Linin imad imhizik berifuoso. Bazel de mastu tnai rishus bezdin in a potter mitashlumin. Umasha mikol zeh behedus linyan etzem ha'esatzkus berfuas lo beinan rishus bezdin. The chol shirak bokiv yodeh bechokmas and malachas berfuas mutlo lisatzik behen. So the answer is that the Ramat Rachel washed up Yisrael. Vahezu v'zehu. And she detila z'shut z'bebez din ena mishamesh z'bekan kaskoma kasmocha v'haskoma al etzem mum chiyuso. Ena in the bez din alka. Api ruba de ruba ena na filo musik v'chokmas arafu v'prat meha maasis. Eli mishameshes ubo l'shem kiblu alai v'es arofi azel atzibu kulom Shirach and Refuas Haguf Kefi Midas Chochmasa V'Yecholto Heim the Tikkun Heim the Tops The Azai Kevin the Brishus Nochas Lo Mishalem Dumit Amin the Besanhedrin Achei Omarav Haiman the Boil the Medim Dina V'Ito Mi Boil the Miftura Lishkel Rishusa Mi Bey Resh Gelusa V'Mishum Kach Ein Kabolas HaRishus Bezdim Ma'kevet Etzimas Askus Bezel Mishum Boki Beka The Vedal of Sad Isabitas, let's go with the Kabbalah or Shut Bazaar. Period. The Val of Shah, I think it's 100% correct. 100% right. No? Any questions, right? He said a Chiddush. A Chiddush against the Aruch HaShulchan, I think it's 100% right. In Ozdalit is something which I believe is not correct. Same page, 26. Well, if he called Omar, Yashiv Gamal Hod Shlo Shamanu Bizman Azeh, Shavishu Yadaktek Al Kach Sharofi, you got Rashus Bez. You don't need it. Against the Sholomation was complaining. Behind him, he came in Rashus Bez, and Eno Kiyim Linian Turat Ashluman in Hizik. When he came in Shakain, watch this. Moel Azeh Gam Kabolas Akol, the Atmam also Lerofe Aleh. So if the call accepts him as a Rofei Aleihem, this exempts him from payment. The Chemes V'Divrei Adivrei Shol, Yishlom Gamkein, the Bottle Zevis Manenu Hayos Meid Bottle Yadid B'Kiyim B'Refuas. Or the Memshal is good enough, etc. What I don't accept in this line is the fact that the call accepts the dakas upon themselves up to the extent that they wish to exempt them from payment. If this were true, we wouldn't be sitting here today. Because the whole topic of today's shiur is malpractice. Malpractice is nice in the whole yom of the whole ace of the whole show. Frivolous suits, serious suits, as the case may be. Clearly the call is not accepted upon itself. That a doctor, because he's healing in good faith, should automatically be punished from payment if he's guilty of malpractice. I think his facts are wrong. Cole wants to be able to sue. And as far as the government, that's the din of the machus as well. Sue. The lawyers win. I know of a case that was just settled yesterday. Some doctor from my shul was sued for malpractice. Is absolutely innocent. He went down so many times and this and that. Finally, the insurance company settled out of court just yesterday, the day before. He was upset. I'm innocent. Why are you settling out of court? Settle me to give him something. Well, that's the way the system works. It's not worth litigating after a while. Even if you win, but the lawyer's fees are so high that it pays just to settle. He was upset in principle. I said, don't be upset. That's the insurance company will pay. Only question is, raise your premiums. That's so now I'm innocent. You can't raise my premiums for this. I didn't do anything. So we'll see what that'll come back in a few years. We'll see if they raise his premiums or not. But now practice in America is a way of life. That's the way it is. It's the Kabbalah's call, he describes here, that the call accepts not to sue, is just something, maybe in Eretz Yisrael, though I doubt it. It's just not so for care. This being the case, Rabosai, a rofe is manazeh who makes a mistake is liable against what the Ramat Rachel says and against what the Aruch HaShulchan says. The Aruch HaShulchan himself says the next page, 27, I'll believe you in a second. 27. Avalim Ripe Rishus Vitah, this is the Aruch HaShulchan quotation. Something's based on Aruch HaShulchan. Top of the second column. Avalim Ripe Rishus Vitah, Vihizik Potem Bidini Adam Vachai Bidini Shemayim. In Moisai Deis Rashlusa, Vohien Yofe. The Imien Elo Shemchet, or Emitzvah the Rabbos. No, it's not this part. I'm sorry. I don't have an Aruch HaShulchan here. But later on that same sieve, the Aruch HaShulchan seems to indicate that if a person makes a mistake, nowadays he's potter. Put it this way. The Aruch HaShulchan assumes that Ripei Rishus Bezdin means they got permission to cure. Because he did a mitzvah. And he's explaining, etc., etc. No! If the Ramat Rachel is right, the Avalon Ripei Rishus taught his potter for a different reason entirely, not because he's a good fellow. Not because he didn't sin. Don't do with that. Totally different reason. Best and positive. That's the deal. The deal in town is I judge cases in Dinei Torah and I make myself lawsuit proof. Otherwise, I won't get involved in Dinei Torah. So the doctor makes a deal with the government or with the Dayanim. I'm going to heal only on one condition. So you make me lawsuit proof. That's what's called the Ripei Rishus Bezdin. Anything short of that, you are in fact chayav to pay if you make a mistake. That's how I feel. That's a big difference. Halacha l'maaseh, tremendous difference. Kod Aruch HaShulchan, it would appear that any the average doctor today is potter. If he has his rishus, either from bed or from the government, which is an equivalent of bed. According to the Ramat Rachel, says the way we thought, he'd be chayav. Because nowadays the government says pay. So you have to pay if you're guilty. Got a question? Yes.
Is the difference between the American system and the system in Israel, perhaps, because over there, since medicine is not based on a profit gain, then if
I mean a for-profit doctor. Leave out the coupon code. Let's discuss it. There are private medicine physicians in Israel too. Definitely.
So according to you say, our Shulchan would not accept that
when
someone had to choose based
on the exam from Kishlum? On the contrary. Oh, no. That he would certainly accept. Aruch HaShulchan goes further than that. Aruch HaShulchan seems to say as long as you have permission to heal, you're potter from damages. And I don't think it's true.
But the Ramas Rachel also agrees that they give permission, that
which?
The Kahal gives you permission.
I thought he was wrong on that, on facts. I disagree with both of them. On that front, the Aruch HaShulchan says you go to Bezdin and they say you can kneel, you automatically exempt. The Baal Tzitz Eliezer of Aldenburg Shlita said that's not true, but you're potter anyway for a different reason. That the call potters you. And I'm saying, where's he been? Doesn't he know about malpractice suits? Well, maybe this is written in 2 decades ago. They didn't have malpractice suits.
I just don't understand what's the riot from what is going on today or even 50 years ago.
What guy?
If there's a Jewish doctor and
I'm a Jewish patient,
maybe really the halacha is like him, that you're not allowed to do it. I mean, it takes you for the fact that everybody does it.
It was clearly what the Rav Aldenburg suggested is the Kabbalah Sakol, that the community made a decision that we are going to release all doctors from monetary responsibility has never happened. Hasn't happened yet. And I can bring a rifle goes on in the street. And halacha can arrive in the street, that we know. It's Kibbul Shabbos in the street, there's a lot of things in the street. But in terms of Kabbalah Sakol, the call accepted all doctors are exempt, that's giving a rifle.
Let's say there was a doctor in a town in Europe 100 years ago, mm-hmm. maybe a from doctor yeah. in the town 100 years ago, maybe they really wouldn't sue him.
Frankly, if I was a dying in that town, I would make the doctor lawsuit proof, because otherwise he wouldn't heal.
Right.
That was what went on in the old years. Yes. No, not Kabbalah Sakol on his medical expertise. Kabbalah Sakol, that even if he goofs, he's put there anyway. Why would the call do that? Otherwise he won't heal. I can tell you doctors who retired much earlier than they wanted to. They wanted to go from full-time to part-time. They had to retire. Why? Because once you practice at all, you have to pay the full premium for malpractice. They just couldn't afford it. So when they turned 60-something years old, they couldn't do it full-time at a retirement. Now, if they retire, they're good doctors, it's bad for the community. Assuming they're good. But it's bad for the community that they retired. and they were tied, it's our fault because we sued them to death. So one might argue that the call or the government or the subversion or somebody should get up and say, what are you doing? But, you know, not my power to make such a declaration. Yes?
He doesn't really say that the cow is accepting upon themselves to relinquish their right to sue.
What does he
say? So the cow accepts this doctor upon themselves
as their doctor. What does
that mean? And the Mela, they don't have the right to sue. Perhaps because of
why?
Perhaps because of the unpredictable nature of medicine or something like that. Once they accept him as their doctor, they no longer have the halakhic right to sue. They've entered into the doctor's risky.
Well, I don't know what you're saying. I don't understand what you're saying. I have all kinds of monetary relationships in life. You know, you sell your shoes to sue to the cleaner. I trust him, right? It comes out destroyed, so I can sue him, right? So I take my finger to the doctor. Comes out all funny. I can sue him too. What do you mean? Why can't I sue
him? Why accepting him as your doctor?
I accept him as my cleaner. What does that mean? Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. That's for the lawyer qualifiers. See, they're just saying the din straight. We'll come to that. We'll try to talk about that a little bit later. How do you know if he's guilty, is he innocent? That we'll get to not this week, but next. Yes.
Also, wouldn't today be different, even assuming, let's say, what he said, that by Jews it would be different, you have the right to bring an exemption by, because we pay for the right from our practice. The fact is, when you go to a doctor...
He's charging through the nose for his insurance. He gives you a surcharge.
You're getting charged, right. That gives you the right.
100%. I agree with you. I agree. Now, the different issue would be about Din Torah. You take a doctor to a Din Torah for malpractice. That's true. If it's a Jewish doctor who's observant, who comes to a Din Torah, and it's a Jewish patient, an observant, shouldn't belong, of course, should belong to a Din Torah. How old is Din Torah Paskin? Presumably, Din Torah would probably Paskin based upon the laws of the land, because that's the understanding between the parties, if it's a written contract or implied contract. That's what they would do, but you're right. Nothing belongs in court. Ideally, everything belongs by Din Torah. You know, not from Goy, if the case may be. Yeah.
But the shortage of the chash and the shortage of doctors is enough to push away the right of the child to sue. That seems to be
the same thing. But it's not true. Right? Maybe you're right ideally, but in the real world, people are suing all the time.
It's only because they don't have a shortage of doctors.
So let the judges say, we hereby throw out all the malpractice suits, those are going to die. So forget about it. But they haven't made that decision yet. So they haven't made it. So then there's no kabbalah sakol. Let's continue. Let's go back, now that we've clarified this, to a Tosefta in Gittin, which is on page 4. Tosefta Gittin Perek Gimel Ha'alocha Yud Gimel. Rofe Uman Sharipe Vishus Bezin Vihizik Vishogeg Potter Vimez and Chayav Hipnei Tikuna Ola. What does it mean? The way I understand it is beautiful. Why are you see the place?
In the middle of
Gimel Yud Gimel, in the middle. The Tikuna Ola is as follows. Bezin sees that if they're going to allow doctors to be sued, no one will want to be a doctor. In which case, people will die from their illnesses. So if they tikkun olam, Bezin declares that we give the rofei rishus, not rishus to practice, it's a shver pshad, the Yoruch HaShulchan. But rather, as the Ramat Rachel says, rishus, that if he's like Sanhedrin of Hay, that if he makes a mistake, he's going to be put. If he makes a mistake with Bezin, we're not going to potter. If he makes a mistake with Shogay, like a diner makes a mistake with Shogay, then we'll potter him from paying because we want tikkun olam. We want people to judge. We want people to heal. So that's the tikkun olam. That's exactly the Rishus Bezin of which we spoke earlier. That's the Pashup Shah.
Is Shia Karav Lamazik? How would you define
it? That was a very good question. How do you define Karav?
Is it Shia Lamazik generally?
Very good. We're going to discuss that, but probably next week. Okay, it's a very important category you're raising. Shia, which is Karav Lamazik, maybe not. Those who went to Shia last year, and Hashoah, the whole discussion, Shia the Bailam of the Karka, the Karb Lamazik. That's the last page of Maamar Kamos, also talks about that a little bit. Okay, well, not up to that yet. The truth of the matter is that the plain Lashon of the Tosefta in Baba Kama in Perek Tes would indicate perhaps something a little bit different. That's the one over here. Perek Tes. How, where is it? Right. Look at it over here. It's in Tes Gimel, where it says on the bottom of the page, it talks about a whole of a makas beno rabbi or the talmido kulan shehiku vizikla reil and peturi. Then it continues on the next page. Rofe Uman Shariva Mishus Bazim Hizik Potter. Potter. Now, here it doesn't say Beferish. I mean, the comparison to Av, a father doesn't go to a Bezin and says, listen, Bezin, if I give my kid pets and he gets hurt, do you exempt me from paying? It's understood. It's understood. So, one might say it's an automatic thing. The Olam, the Aruch HaShulchan is right. Rishus Bezin means they give him permission to heal. They know nothing about medicine. They'll ask an expert. They'll ask. They'll ask the people who gave him the medical boards or whatever equivalent they had in those days. How did he do? How did he do on his AMCAT? How do you do on his all kinds of things, you know? They'll ask. They'll find out. Ask other doctors. And if the other doctors say he's fit, they'll say, you are hereby have permission to heal. And once they give him permission to heal, automatically he's putter from pain. That's how one could say. It was in principle, what we said before is correct. You have to have a tour from Bezdin as a Dayan has. There's only one difference. A Dayan, it's not automatic. There are Dayanim out there who are at risk. If they make mistakes, they can be sued. The Gemara talks about such cases. Whereas if you're a doctor and they give you permission, the very fact that they have to give you permission in order to go out there and heal, as opposed to Dayanim, three guys just set up a bez. They don't have to get any permission from a different bez. So three guys sit down. They pass in a shiloh. So it's takanosim kalkolosim. Precisely because they're able to sit down and pass in a shiloh without a bez and giving them the official seal of approval. That's why, in order for them to have exemption from paying, if they make a mistake, they have to go to bez and say, bez, we want you to make us lawsuit proof. If they do, they do. If they don't, they don't. When it comes to medicine, can't even hang up a shingle without going to Bezin first. That Bezin should tell you, give you permission to heal. So if that's the case, once they give you permission to heal, it's already implicit that they're saying that you are exempt from lawsuits. That could be pshat in the Mishnah Tosefta Rabba Kama based on the comparison to Av Hamakas Beno. Only one problem on both sides. And it is, I don't think it applies nowadays. Because that would be true if, in fact, when a case came before the Bezdin or whatever power that exists, they would say, what do you want from the doctor? We gave him permission to heal. And don't you know that this kind is true? That our permission to allow him to heal is implicitly an exemption from payment because we need doctors in this world? Had the system been set up that way, it would be great. But since we know the reality is different, that permission to heal is granted by the government upon completion of the requirements. And at the same time, the government says, but at your own risk. If you're going to be sued, we're not going to exempt you. You're going to have to go to court and try to prove your innocence, even though it means increased premiums and lawsuits and everything. That's the system. That's the way we want the system to work. And then nowadays we don't have a Bezdin out there. You know, the Bezdin of X. So Bezdin X living in Brooklyn will say, we partner all DACAs from paying. It doesn't work. There's no one Bezdin. Everyone agrees it's jurisdiction. And as a result, bottom line is, they have to pay. You have to pay. Especially now that you don't get from any Bezdin. You get from the government, and the government says pay. The bottom line is, therefore, that we have something to talk about now in the shiur today and next week. Now, practice, as I understand it, is an obligation. Whether it was that way, b'stam, b'zman ha-tosefta, you could argue either way. First, we thought that really it was an obligation. Now, looking carefully, maybe there wasn't an obligation. But that's just a technical question. Whether rishus stam to heal implicitly adds an exemption from pay. So first we thought that it didn't, and upon reflection we think maybe it did. But it's history. Today we have no bed, and you have the government, and their permission does not imply any exemption from paying. So you have to pay. That's the thing, you have to pay. Now I'll take your questions. Yes?
It works for the other exceptions, but the other exceptions are just saying, since this is true, that's why the rope is punter. But the deceptive gin is saying that, no, we're saying the rope is punter because it's Tikkunola. So, are we allowed today to say, well, today it's not Tikkunola, because we have so many doctors anyway, so we're changing it today, we're becoming made because we don't have Tikkunola?
It's not in our hands to decide one way or the other. You want to know, Bezdin Shel Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael, all the Bezdin did would follow the Rabbonim, what would they do? That's a good question. But unfortunately, right now, it's not the mice. In America, we know what the situation is. So you're asking me a good question, but it's not, you know, if we had the power, what would we do? What would we do if we had the power? My personal natiya would be to say, let's go back to the good old days and pop to the doctors. But that's just so what? That's how I think, and I'm only one person that knows this to me or even to any of the day on it. National level. There it is. I'd also make sure that they try to put their prices, should take a zero off every bill. No, I'm not kidding. They probably charge 10 times more than they should be. But, okay, they won't be in that either. We'll get to that a little bit later. Yeah? No, I don't believe so. No, Mazin means did it on purpose. She is Shogay. She is still a Shogay. She is not. Yeah, sure. Yes?
In the old system, what prevented the doctor from just not, in other words, not being extra zealous and careful? There was no governing body. In other words, like giving him suit proof.
They felt that they had it for give permission to practice. No. Presumably, if there was enough malpractice cases against him, they'd throw out all the cases, they don't throw out the doctor.
They would rescind his permission to heal.
They hear once, they hear twice, three cases in 1 month. Doctor, go to a different city. We don't want you here. That's all. I imagine the power that would handle it. That's my guess. Yes?
What's the Havana to say that we need the Shus Bezdin for them to practice medicine? We have Rafa Yafe, and I should also law a little down Rafa.
No, but Bezdin should be a quack. Guy who's not qualified, there's not going to be rabbi, he'll be Yotzeach, Yotzeach. He's going to kill a guy.
Does that mean now that individuals are no longer allowed to practice to heal?
So that's what the Rosh Shulchan says. Oh, good Samaritans. Yeah, good Samaritans. They're not so good. They sometimes can kill a person. Hatzolah, they have. Well, that depends on what you're doing. If someone is dying, if you dial 911, that's a good try. I think that's a good idea. Call Hatzolah. It was a 230-1000, whatever you call. That's a good Samaritan. You're calling people who are EMT. You know, they have the proper training.
So there's no fear on the individual to try themselves to do what they can do.
What you can kill them. That's what you say. You can certainly.
What
do
they can do?
What can you do?
The guy's bleeding. So what do you want? You can try to stop the bleeding. Like you can just.
Yeah, stop the bleeding. Stop the bleeding. You take his arm. You go like this. That's awesome. To be careful before you get involved with someone who's out on the floor, think twice. Really? That's exactly what this is all about. All right. Okay, finish part one. Part two is a discussion of a very interesting phrase in the Tosefta we began with. That's in the... let's see. Am I looking? Yeah, where is that? Vav, vav. Bedina Masal HaShemayim. The first page, page 1A. Bedina Masal HaShemayim. What does that mean? What are the words Bedina Masal, those who weren't here? Page 1A. Perek Vav, Halacha Vav, and Babakama. Rolf Uma Sharipa Rishus Bezin, Vihizik Patim, and the other, Bedina Masal HaShemayim. What does that mean? So we already saw in the Aruch HaShulchan, it's found in the Shulchan Aruch as well. What does this mean? This is Chaya B'dinah Shemayim. That's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes to them. Chaya B'dinah Shemayim. Where's the Shulchan Aruch in this pack here? Six. Chaya B'dinah Shemayim. One second. Page 15. End of Sephalik. The repay which is best of the Torah, the Hizik Potter, the Dinah, the Chaya, the Dinah Shammai. That's how the Shulchan Aruch says. Chaya, the Dinah Shammai. It's against the Mogan Avrom. Mogan Avrom? So Mogan Avrom writes an Arachayim. Yeah, but the Mogan Avrom also wrote a parish until Seft and Ezekiel. Yeah, the same Mogan Avrom. I couldn't believe it at first. Mogan Avrom? He plagiarized the name. What's going on? What is he doing here? Not the same person. He was Parish Mogan Avram over here. As you'll see, the bracketed letters, Dina Masal HaShemayim. So the Mogan Avram that's over here in Siv Kotten, Yud Dalit, Nirali Dachi Perusho. The end of the second wide line. Tashem Yizbarach Yodea, Im Hoysa Kabanosa Lahazik Chayev Bedino. Aval Imlon Iskaven Lahazik Potter Midine Shamayim. The Mogan Avram is being medayik from the Lashon Dino Mosul HaShamayim, which is not their standard Lashon of Chayav Midine Shamayim. Dino Mosul HaShamayim means his status, his judgment is given over to heaven. Heaven knows whether he intended to cause damage, Chalila, which is certainly Chayav, or whether he did not intend, in which case he's part of even Medina Shemayim, not only Medina Yodim. He has no obligation even to Latesa De Shemayim, to discharge an obligation to heaven which is not collectible in court. He doesn't even have such an obligation to pay the person whom he caused damage, providing, of course, that he didn't have intention to damage them. That's unlikely, having an intention to hurt somebody. That's hard to believe. So the Mogan Avraham is a tremendous Mekel, as opposed to the Shulchan Aruch, a tremendous Nafkamina. Tremendous. Yeah.
On the previous case,
yeah.
So maybe it's different by Rokha, that Kabbalah Azik is not necessarily carrying family.
Really? The same expression is used, Dina Masal HaShemayim. So I understood that the words of Dina Masal HaShemayim applied whenever it's found over here. In this context, it's hard to imagine that the same words would mean two different things a line apart. No, I mean, maybe you're right, but I don't know. The Pasha, that's how he understood the words, the Dina Mosul in all the cases that it's found over here. That's why I understood it anyway. But you're right, one could argue that way. Good point. And there could be a big nafkamina, Rabbi Osai, even according to what we said earlier. Earlier we said that nowadays it's higher than any other. So what are we pilfering about? Rabbi meant that he didn't mean it. Who cares? It's higher than any other nowadays. This should be totally irrelevant. No, it's not irrelevant. It's true you're chayav within the other. But you're only chayav within the other if a man asks you for the money. If I ask you for the money, hey, I'm suing you for malpractice. Then you're chayav within the other. If the guy doesn't know anything about it, you cause some, you do something in a medical profession, and after you do, you see that you did something which was not so good for the patient. Not so good for the patient. The question now becomes, you have to go tell him, hey, mister, I owe you money. I owe you money? That's a serious question. Do you or don't you? I've had the shout. I have really honest doctors by me. You know, guy's a dentist. I did this and I see, I know, I did something I don't think is the right thing. I'd have to go tell him and I should be able to go pay him. He doesn't know anything. He doesn't know the difference. He thinks I'm the greatest dentist in the world. I may think so too, but even the greatest dentist may make a mistake sometimes and do something a little bit wrong. You have to pay him. That's what I told him to do, to give him a break on the next bill. You don't have to start it. Yeah. Yes?
But in the center of Heath, he made the distinction between Meitin and Shovi. So, so here.
Right.
That's all the patient to determine it. I mean, so it doesn't have to express the moment I'm going to say about that, because here he seems. In any case, Hashem determines it.
Hashem determines whether it's Kavan or Lahazik or no Kavan or Lahazik. Mated. Oh, perhaps. Maybe. Maybe.
So the two
Tosefta
are arguing?
What does Tosefta Gittin say? Let's read it again inside. Tosefta Gittin says what?
It says that.
Rofe Uman Shriva Bishus Bezin, the Hizik, the Shogeg Padur, the Maze is Chayim, and they take it over. Right, the Mezid is Chayav and Bezid Shomata, that's true.
According to the Magen Avraham, his scholar, the Magen Avraham has that he's only Chayav be Dini Adam, only if the Rofe Shlover Shul Bezid.
And if it's Rofe Bezid,
Rofe
Brishus Bezdin. And if he's Miskaven, then?
Then Hashem, then
he's
Matur,
but
he's
Masur
Shemai.
Even if it's Miskaven, you say. Well, then maybe, that's a good question. If you say that, you said, then it's okay. I'm going to split the words Dina Masur Shemai in different cases. Maybe you're right. Good point. All points well taken. So, the bottom line of this whole discussion is that there seems to be a chiyuv of malpractice. You are liable because the automatic exemption of bezdin doesn't exist. Explicit exemption certainly doesn't exist. So you have to, you have a chiyuv of bishus. Pasha v'chiyu b'day adam? I'm sorry. This, no, skav al ha'adim is certainly a v'chiyu. What if a person is... Again, so no. If a person does it b'rishu's bezdin, that's our discussion. But if a person does it shalom b'rishu's bezdin, then you have to chiyu b'day adam. So chabizman hazeh, we said before, with the equivalent of shalom b'rishu's bezdin. B'rishu's in the sense of exempting you from payment. So the zvana is there, the chori, you're going to be chayav no matter what. Because of the chiyav b'dei adam, not only b'dei shemayim. If you wouldn't have the chiyav b'dei adam, but only b'dei shemayim, then there's a question, what do you mean b'dei shemayim? Is it chayav b'dei shemayim? Or is it dina mos la shemayim, which means something different? So the chori, zvana is there, no matter which way you interpret dina mos la shemayim, forget shemayim, you're chayav b'dei adam. So presumably you would have an obligation to tell the guy whom you damaged, either tell him, or if you don't tell him, you can slip in the money. That he shouldn't lose money because of what damage was caused. Doctors, what?
Only the
maid. Why?
That's
the Sefer Tzemach. That's Mishnah's Bezdin. We're suggesting that there is no such thing. So we're suggesting a Chiddush Nifla. Doctors will not like me at all. That you now have to worry about being sued for malpractice. You have to volunteer your malpractice. If you malpracticed and it was, went unnoticed, you have to tell the person that, or either somehow get the money back to him. Right, you don't have to tell him. You get the money back to him. How do you give him a hanoch? Hanoch al amadino is awesome. The guy will make a big discount for this guy. Whatever you'll do. Wow. Anyone pre-med over here? No, I don't know. Looks like I'll get a little smicha usually. You never know. You never know. Maybe going with more profit to go into smicha. Yeah. Now we discuss a major kasha, not my kasha, a kasha of the Or Samech. The Or Samech is found in Hilchos Rotzeach, Perek Hei Halacha Vov. I don't think it's in the Maamar Kamos, but the sources that are in the Maamar Kamos. In the Tosefta in Baba Kama, the first source, Perek Vov, Halacha Hei and Vov, there's a series of cases, as pointed out earlier. That Shliach Bezin, Shehika, that's what you said, but Bangan Avram, right? It's one of them, Shliach Bezin. Shliach Bezin, Shehika, Bishus Bezin, the last one, and then Halacha Hei. Page 1A still. Shliach Bezin, Shehika, Bishus Bezin, Behizik, Potter, Bin Yodam, Bezina Masla Shemayim. Vov. Rov, Fe'um, and Shereba, Bishus Bezin, Behizik, Potter, Bin Yodam, Bezina Masla Shemayim. Two are compared. Okay? That's one comparison as far as the Zikin is concerned, paying money. In the Tosefta, Perek Tes, Halacha Gimel, we're talking about a different story. We're talking about a question of let's get it straight. Chayav and what? Let's get a comparison. Let's read it together. Again, a capacity of a makas beno. The last line again. Rav avod es talmido. Right? And these are all compared, and rofe, are all compared to one another. Fine. Now, aside from a chiyuv to pay, there's also a chiyuv of take a look over here in the mitzvah Shmuel Chof. It says, "Look in Makas Tav Chesam and Alf." What's doing in Makas? Who learned Makas? Makas is not discussing a chiyuv to pay. What's discussing a chiyuv of what? Who knows? Golos, correct. Golos. Now the Rambam Paskin in Hilchos Rotzeach, Perek Hei Halacha Vav, Maaseh Or Samech goes on. Like Abba Shol, if you remember, Abba Shol says in Makas Tav Chesam and Aleph that Av Hamakas Beno, Rav Rodes Tamino, a potter from Golos. Why? The mitzvah ka'osik. Doing a mitzvah. The mitzvah you tell me there when you're a kid. Remember the Gemara's Pesukim there? It's a good idea to hit you. Yeah. So you're doing a mitzvah, Shliyabel, always doing a mitzvah, you're potter from Golos if the person, Khalil of Achaz, dies. Frekdos HaMeyach. If that's the case, given the comparison of these things to Rofe over here, so Rofe, the Halacha Lamaisa, should also be what? Nu. We potter Abashol, should be what? Nu. Potter from Golos. Problem is, the Ramban, quoted by the Shulchan Aruch, says not that way. So just chayiv in Golos. That same page we had earlier, page 15, right, the line after we left off. In Rebbe Rishon's best and tall, v'hizik potter v'dinodah v'chayiv in Yishamayim, v'mheimis v'nodolo sheshogag gole al yodo. And what's the source? The Tosefta. Rofe Uman, the regarding closeness of Kotvav. Rolfe Uman Sharipi Bishus Bezin Vihizik Hareza Gola. One of these Tosefas, I just couldn't find the word Gola right now. It must be somewhere here. The Tosefas seems to say that there's a din of Golos. But the problem is, the Gemara and Marcus, oh, you find the word Gola? I can't. The Goyan quotes, and it's a cotton Vav. Tosef, the Huva, the Rambam, the Torah, the Adam. Rolfe Uman Sharipi Bishus Bezin Vihizik Hareza Gola. And presumably, the Rolf is compared to the Av and the Rav, the Shliach Bezdin. All those can't be passed like Abishol. Abishol, if you're doing a mitzvah, then you should be potter from goats. And the question therefore becomes, why is the Rabban quoted by the Shulchan Aruch Paskin that you're chayav in goats? The truth of the matter is, take a look at the Yad Avro. A little bit difficult to read the print. On that page, the same parish called the Yad Avraham. See what he says. No, you see it? The Yad Avraham. Gola Yado. Oh, somebody called earlier to the Meister Okeach, he quotes. We're missing some lines, but some words. It's the first wide line in the bottom of the Yad Avraham. There are only two all together, 2-1. Meister Rekech, Maish Nome Arav, Amaket, Talmida, Oshliach, Bezen, Shikas, Baldin, Hanin, the Milav, Ledin, the Emisa, Bishkoga, the Post, Rama, Bihuchas, Rateach, the Kevin, Shishoga, Vaharogo, Bishaz, Hasiyas, Mitzvah, Potamigolus. That's Alakasha. That's Yosemach. The Yosemach asked it, the Yad Avraham also asked it. It's terrifying. Very, very interesting terrace. Vishloma, something, I'm missing two words. Shalom asa mitzvah berefuasa kishameis. If the doctor attempted to heal him and he died, he didn't do a mitzvah. Wait a minute, don't jump. Masha ain kain, the chol hani, the kachosh of the Rambam Shah. Very schwer. I mean, sorry, schwer. So 72 point the wall. It's a very difficult throwing out of it. Very difficult. I don't understand. Yes.
Maybe he's smarter than this thing. On Edison, it's just the point of healing the person, whereas by Chinuch, it's a general thing. So granted, you might have killed this kid in Chinuch, but it might generally impart a lesson. It might generally
the next kid will behave. The next kid, the brother, will be better behave.
No, I'm saying that generally as a person who goes off, something innately generally good about
it.
This is just a heal the sky. If you
heal
the sky, you can heal
him. So that's a mitzvah. Interesting. Okay. Interesting idea. The next happened. That's what you're saying. The next guy, when Sid Webb hit the guy, he died. You better believe the next time Sid Webb hit the other floor, he's going to come right away. And go take the UA. All right. Okay. Okay. But I'm a pecan. Back until 7, the quake all together indicates that there may not be a proper answer. I'll tell you what I thought. What do you mean? The Rambam had near Bitcoin somewhere in Barcelona. This is what I have in Strasbourg. What is it? What's going? What? You know where it is? See, it's on Bitcoin sign? It'd be collapsed. Now, the air Bitcoin, we don't have that. Lots of the answers as follows. The Rambam and the Makaba need to pass in a local device. And they meant to pass in a local device. They were very careful. They're just trying to show, all they're trying to, about to trying to show, that even though that, even though if a person kills someone, believe I'm mistaken, in medicine, he would have had to go to Golos in the old years, according to one. Topic of
believe that even now, by making a mistake, you would be something which more than one Jew to try to go to the Christ. Ideally, you'd like to have them stay away from the Torah. It's a serious matter. Now the doctor is qualified to try to back there. He says, that's how I was going. It's possible to find him. And that looks. How can I go to the I need something which is still so good. William Tell him. I'm telling not so bad. That's a show. I'm telling his character. We're not going to know this. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to be gay. Well, anyway, grab me around me. It's very good. That's exactly true. Correct. That's all from the Ramah. That's the decision. Very good. Thank you very much. Thank you. Just to take a look at the top of the chat. Thank you. We call them the main story of the law of the pastoral. Fancy. What's in the story? That's the Ramah story. Now that's running a taste in here. Who's playing? The shot running story. It's the play of the Ramah with the spine in the back. Hills of it. And the McDonald's. Nevertheless, she didn't have a doctor. She didn't have a doctor. And they go, they brought them to the top of the episode. They're not going to let any dollars nowadays, yes. Very good. Yourself, but if somebody didn't have a doctor, you could do it. So the other one. Hello, it would have been.
People want to go,
not going to be so happy. Maybe it's going to get drunk. Maybe. How do you need it? But another possibility. Okay. Now the tip of the other is the tip itself, not to the Ramat Rahel, the other. Caleb Dallas, Simeon. Let's start over here. Sugar to us, to Australia. 40 years. So, all discussion. Just deal. Primary thing to do with people, sure, Ramban, right, I'd like to say, I'm going to say 19. This is Cotton Gimbal. So the different shawl seems to be understanding what marriage is. Now, is that really something? Right. I thought that was what this was one option. Well, steps back against on the show. Money? What kind of money? You're not bothered with money. So what did Ron mean? And Ron said, you're allowed to heal. You're allowed to heal. Despite the fact you're killing, you will have a committed violation before sitting on the Senate with an actress who deserves a daily murder. You'd be kind of sick out of these stuff. The fact that you did it, good conscience, gives you permission to do so. This is in contrast to what I'm saying. Who circumstances. In which case, you be in violation of the soldier needs a visa. My tail is equal to the other. So, in the case of the father, why is the kind of thing? Let someone else do it. You have no right to get it off. Let someone else do it. In the case of the doctor, everyone passes on to somebody else. Not to take. You know what we got here? That distinction with the rod is wrong. The older, I think it would be trying to defend. Show the steer in the rod. Anyway, so this is what I think. The key of the genealogy. What is the nation? Now, what is the nature of the key of the genealogy of the time? So that we establish the truth of this. What is the truth of this? What is the truth of this? Then, you know what it is? That is really for us. the brother, the fine still give you a confusion. Can't go to that. Those very cases. I am not trying to. So am I. Can't find the full bucket. To be, if there were serious questions, this smart and fact holds a lot of advice from the drama. First is, doing something to breathe, then he causes something to happen, talking to him. If he doesn't get paid money, then it's time. He holds on around these day our goals, it's time to come up. Give a dollar. So then he's ready to work with you for money. Once you work with money, he makes a mistake. He has to pay $3. That's right for other cases. That's another question. Pay the money in advance. Bill of business. Is it good enough? Set him out. So, you have to be kind to anything you didn't need for them. You did it for Hina, not for these ones. The question is out there, please. How come now is the situation of Rofe knows that you do? You don't want girls to make a change of Hina, not to feel nothing. To be closer, or not feeling her fee, in which he is kind. Why is that? Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. So if I have your English part, I have medical malpractice. Page 45. Idea. Read it together. Neither did those seven of us not take the doctrine to change the one in charge of the people. So the difficulty of the problem of the problem of the test of the case does make sense. Start to grasp the man's the object that you're working on. All of you can say you will be able to either in the case of it not accept any case. That's right. Now you're going to run at that time. That mostly appeals to every doctor that might do some work without me. But what else? A doctor never allowed a charge of a service in a prison. Three. John made a word. John the rabbi made that word. Yeah, so do anyone without it, but if it's in the half a minute to charge it. What? Healing is sick of the biblical obligation, but if it's a Shabbat, how they die. One out there, probably have a muscle in the one, as well as they find it. Both the entities are but Allah. He came not to work, not to work at all, rather than not taking other jobs. But as it is, they have these blockages to start the other six grants. Wow.
The judge had intentionally avoided money for this point, and he used the instinct on other avenues. He must take for the cause unless he has reshoot. Why are we to judge the payment in the house on the basis of unintentional garbage? Does it follow with the cash? Does it follow with the cash? One pass for another. 220. Page 47. So this is the total answer to the evidence of the other days. The error of the judge. Clearly, an allusion to Mishnah Avot, the Shasis, and the Shasis, would say that an error in the Torah committed by a rabbi is an intentional, but which is Shigigas, not the Olazado. It's commented on the Avot. Many are not right, but it's not part of the Avot, the Torah, and its own. But the first makes an error of going up the Torah, instead of the sick, and thereby he too is greater than intentional violator of the so he's considered to be the if he violated his intent, and if so, if I can survive, so, Garmi. This ruling may be understood based on the fact that one is rewarded by heaven, full of words. Our belief in the Lord's punishment does have an effect on the world's most fishman. The rabbinical judge heard the decision of one's doctrine. Bailey, some some maps and stuff added by the subword. This was the original text. Possibly the Holy Devils, then it would hold the rest of Sutra Hills, the different reasons Sutra Hills means because it's a bunch of anonymous. If Ashton is different, if Ashton is from the crowd of God, we need knowledge. It's considered, he's doing it for Shogay. For Shogay, hold that thought on. Why? Exactly. Using it is, did you get excited? Yeah, that was an explanation for people in the background. Did you get excited? Every doctor who's working for nothing, Mavish, doesn't see pain. Mavish. The son takes the tape, even though he did it. Nothing, he's still going to be mindful about that. They're going to ask the parents to say, well, hey, my son, don't give me anyone on the group, so I'm going to give you this hour and just give me another back. He's going to go to survive and say, hey, just know that. So hopefully, a little bit of the Buddhist, he makes it look kind of how he needs much more tangible. I used to my whole series. My whole finish was the goal. I said it even. My whole unfinished was the same. There we go. Okay, good. Good question. I have a degree in Mahalan based on this. You can get it now if you want to do it. It's important. Huh? It's important. Early. I know it's not. Take a look at it.
Yeah.
Please, let's go back to the palette. Page 5.
Oh, boy.
Cover my top, all right. I don't have another half, but I think it probably says, right, this is where we just wrote it, it's in part. We have a panel line where it says, name of, where you got, here's where you got time, where you got time. So the distinction I can draw between, but it, okay, so we got time, where you got time. So the, Moses says, yes, even though he said, oh, the movie, all of the Amalekab, yes, the Amalekab, the Amalekab, the Amalekab, the Amalekab, on the movie, all of the previous budget of the people. Why is it not going to be the movie, all of the Moses, the onus behind I am one of our actors in the inspiration of India. And David, all this, this did not try to explain at the beginning of India. What's the beginning of India? It's a major process. You know, Greek background is a very big genesis. It's in Abuja. It's a Moses had a whole bunch of practices for the Mughalim, the Onis, and in case one of them not five years. Then he takes one of them not five years. I don't know. put in the Bill of Propaganda. The Bill of Propaganda is, I'm not mistaken about other conscience. You learn that if a person goes to sleep, and everybody knows it, right? So if I go to sleep, and I'm smaller than the other people, you go to sleep next to me. So the middle of the night, I give you a drink. And drink your glass, or drink your nose, or whatever else I do. the end of it, through their window, and say, this is what I have to do with the first thing in my backyard. Or the street in front of the house, and the small pool, and that's right to the window. I'm in agreement with you. But in this case, I'm not in agreement with you. It's a tantamount. The agreement is understanding that these things do happen. And the implicit and full contract is that in case you do something wrong, then I will exempt you. That's his test. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.